Welcome to your five for today. Leonardo da Vinci called water the driving force of all nature. It is a necessity for every form of known life. At least 60% of the adult human body consists of water, which aids joint mobility, helps to manage body temperature, and remove waste. For many, water can be obtained by the turn of a tap at the kitchen sink. This, however, is not the case for everyone. Access to water is, for a significant percentage of the world's population, a major task, and some of that water is untreated before consumption. For lots of people, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, one journey to collect water can take over an hour. It is, nevertheless, an essential undertaking, because without water, life cannot be sustained. Whilst this can be told in facts and figures, we don't need science and statistics to inform us of this need. It's a basic human instinct. Our bodies tell us when we're thirsty. It was no less so for Jesus, who had travelled some miles and then stopped at a place called Sychar in the district of Samaria, en route from Judea to Galilee. It was midday, and, tired with the journey, he sat on the edge of the ancient well which had been dug centuries earlier by the patriarch Jacob. With the sun high, it would have been hot, an unusual time for someone to carry a heavy water pot to the well and return with an even heavier one full of water. But it was at this moment that a woman approached to do this very thing. As her story unfolds, it becomes evident that she would have been considered amongst the lowest in society, and perhaps this is why she came to collect water at the time she did, so that she could do so alone. The differences between she and Jesus were many, and the one which stood out to her in particular was this. The Jews were known to have no dealings with the Samaritans. She was very surprised then when Jesus spoke to her, and again that he asked her for a drink, indicating that he was actually prepared to take something from her. And so she asked him why he would do such a thing. In answer, Jesus said that if she would ask water from him, he would give her living water. Water of a different kind to that from the ground which needs to be continually drunk. Water springing up inside a person, giving everlasting life. This was a real puzzle to the woman, who could see that he had no water pot to draw from the well. What could this water be? And where would it come from if not from a well? Nevertheless, if he was great enough to give water which would save her coming to draw again and again, she wanted it, and addressing him respectfully, asked him to give her this water. True to his word, Jesus was ready to give her life, but there was, however, a problem which first needed to be addressed. Before the Holy Spirit could enter in, for that was the living water of which he spoke, there was something else inside her which needed to be dealt with. This was her sin, something of which she was already aware, but had to confess. Gently but firmly, the Lord helped the woman to understand her condition and patiently answered her questions. Soon she realized just who it was that she was talking to, and believing on the Son of God, received everlasting life. She would still have to collect water from the well for her physical needs, but the greater matter of her spiritual need had been answered. For every pleasure this world offers, we will need to drink again. These pleasures cannot bring true and lasting satisfaction. When someone drinks the water which Jesus gives, there is life and a satisfaction of soul which can never be taken away. Jesus said, "If anyone thirsts, let them come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, out of their heart will flow rivers of living water." This pure and living water is freely available today for the whole world. Thank you for listening.